This is the NY1UF All-Star Node. This is the NY1UF All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1UF All-Star Node. This is the NY1UF All-Star Node. This is the NY1UF All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
KCQHW listening. KCQKOO. Good morning, Dave. And, well, for me, it's Admiration Day.
This is the NY1UF All-Star Node.
Happy Admiration Day, buddy. I know, lucky guy you. Another beautiful day out there, out here. What's a good word? What's going on? Just going to do my morning service desk task, answer phones and tickets till noon, and then we're heading up to the ADK later. Beautiful thing, buddy. That's a beautiful thing. We're getting rolling here. Got to head down to Allegheny. So just getting going. Got to cruise some donuts, so just stop and grab them donuts. And now we're working our way south, but now very good, buddy. Well, hopefully the weather this weekend, hopefully they're wrong, and, you know, it'll be a little bit better than what's forecasted. But, hey, just wondering, how'd you make out with the pool cover? I forgot to ask you about that. I know there was a delay on the material, and then it was reordered or whatever. Did that all get sorted out?
It's the short answer is no. It's just been one thing after another. I can't get a break on this thing. I'm going over there at noon when I'm done with work and I'm picking up the boat. I'm not sure if the cover's going to be ready or not.
82HW, JCQKOO. Sorry about that, Tom. I had a quick call in between there. If you could repeat your last, please.
No worries. With your second call, those things happen. So we've ran into some challenges with getting the cover made, and the challenges still are manifesting themselves. I'm going over there in June today to pick up the boat so that the cover's done for now.
Sorry to hear that. Sounds like issue after issue. Well, I get it, you know. It reaches a point where, you know, you know, you're burning time, you know, you want to get in the water and everything else. Is the existing cover good enough to get you by, or is the existing cover, you know, is it ripped and destroyed, or, you know, can you make it work without it, at least for now?
We can absolutely use the cover that we have. I bought an aftermarket cover last year to get us over the hump, and that works, but it's kind of cumbersome to take on and off. It'll do the job, and if the new cover isn't ready by the time I'm ready to go, then we'll just revert back to that plan. It's just been one thing after another, and it's nobody's real fault. It's just been kind of just really bad circumstances here.
Too bad. I mean, you know, things happen in that, but I guess at least you can use it. I get it. The custom cover's nice. It's a nice fit, rock and roll, but, you know, I'm assuming the plan is, they're still going to make cover. It just sounds like it's delayed, so you'll just be able to use the one you have, and then I'm assuming they'll just, make that new one when the material comes in or whatever. They have time to do it, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, so that's kind of the circumstance. So they got the material. The young lady making the cover got the material in, and she started on it, and I talked to her yesterday morning, and she's like, yeah, probably have it done the end of today, or first thing tomorrow morning, which would be this morning. And then I got a text message from her about dinner time yesterday saying that she fell ill yesterday and had to stop work, and not sure if she's going to be able to get it completed. So we'll see what the morning brings. Hopefully the morning brings her a little better health, and she's able to complete it. If not, then I'm going to go pick it up and use the aftermarket cover, and we'll just bring it back in the fall and finish it up then.
Oh, there you go, Tom. There you go. Fair game. That's too bad. Yeah, boy, that cover, it just seems like it's been one thing after another. But, well, hey, you know, hopefully she's feeling better this morning. Maybe she can, maybe she can get it done for you by the time you get there. You never know. So hope for the best, buddy. But either way, that boat's heading up and going to be launched this weekend, huh?
It's the plan right now. It's just been one thing after another. I just can't seem to catch a break on this one. But, you know, whatever. I have so much other good fortune in my life to have this thing be the thing that disrupts the apple cart in the grand scheme of things. It's not that big a deal. It's annoying, it's frustrating, but really, how bad is it, right?
On the grand scheme, Tom, is minor. You know, that's the whole thing. I mean, compared to anything else that could happen and go wrong. I mean, if don't get me wrong, if, you know, a pain in the butt, it's an inconvenience, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, not a big deal. So, but at least, you know what, though, at least you got another cover to use. You know, at least it's not like you're totally up against it there. So, but, and kind of go from there. Now, just wondering, the boat, do you guys typically store it up there, or do you haul it back to Rochester, at the end of the season?
We lug it back to Rochester and store it out in Hamlet, which is a little suburb just west of here. It's two little towns west. We're in Green, the next town is Hilton, the next town is Hamlet, in kind of storage facility. Well, we had one in Hilton, but not last year. We used one in Hamlet. It's only a couple $100 to store it there for the winter. It's indoors, and it's secure, so that's where it parks for the winter. So if we end up taking it up there this weekend, then when we bring it home in the fall, you know, we'll finish up the custom cover then, and then put it into storage for the winter, and then in the spring, we'll be good to go.
Oh, very good. Okay. Oh, so all right. Because I was wondering if you were, making special trips hauling it back to Rochester for this cover, but okay. So you guys store it out, out near you anyway. It's not like you're making a special trip hauling.